Welcome to the Midweek Teas with me, Adele Onyango, where I share some random and not too random thoughts on things. And in this episode, let's dive into this questions thing, specifically three questions. So a few weeks back, I was watching the Mel Robbins show, and the particular episode I was watching, she was going through a list of different questions to ask yourself as 1 year closes and we're getting into a new year to better prepare yourself for the new year. And so she's going through the list of all of these questions, but three really stuck with me and I really connected with them. And I want to share those three questions with you today. The first question is, can you describe the highlights of the past year? So in this situation, the highlights of 2024. And one tip she gave is that you can use your phone album to check out the highlights, right? So scroll to January 2024 to see what you were up to, then February, March, April, May, just like that. And I really connected with this question because in this social media age, right, how we describe a win or something that's a highlight is it's got to be this grandiose thing. So it's a major career highlight. It's this major thing that you've achieved, right? If it's health, it's got to be you've been 1 year sober or 6 months in the gym, you know? We're never really counting the 1 week as a highlight or the things that we experience that bring us joy. So small achievements or things that bring us joy or wins are often ignored just because they're not large enough to be massively celebrated on social media. And even then, even when we share these grandiose wins, we don't sit in them for very long. After you post it and you get that engagement fueled dopamine hit, it's on to the next. It's gone, it's forgotten. What's coming next? And it's got to top what we just posted, you know? And when you look at like a highlight of the year, a highlight could be lunch with a group of friends that you haven't seen in such a long time. A highlight can be discovering a new restaurant. It could be a lecture that you went for that taught you new things. It could be this book you've always wanted to get and you finally got it and read it and loved it. That's a highlight. I mean, it brought you joy, didn't it? And when I answered this question, I scrolled all the way back to January 2024 and I saw that that was the month I hired our first Legally Clueless correspondent. Anybody who runs a business, you know that when you finally get the right people to join your team and they agree to join your team, it's fantastic. That was a major highlight for me in January. I also got matching tats with one of my favorite people. I really love tattoos and I love matching tattoos. And so I was like, oh my God, yeah, I completely had forgotten not only about that, but even the tattoo, because it's not anywhere that I see on a daily. And so I was like, that was a highlight. That was so cool. It was far of the moment. And we found a tattoo artist next to us was available in that moment. And yeah, that's a highlight. And so that question encourages you to go through your photo album, January, February, March, just, you know, reflecting on the highlights of the year. The second question that I resonated with was, what did you learn about yourself this year? And so in this situation, what did you learn about yourself in 2024? And when I thought about this question, we're constantly bombarded by noise. We always have somewhere to be, someone to talk to, something to be getting. We're always moving and we never have time to really reflect and sit down and think about, how have I expanded? What are the things that I have learned about myself that I didn't know before and I'm just discovering? You know, we are surrounded by so much noise, we don't often have the time to do that. And so when I thought about this question, for me, there was a lot I learned about myself in 2024. I learned that I really love being alone. I love my solo time. It is precious and sacred to me. This is not something I knew about myself even in 2023, I thought I was scared of solo time and I thrived more when I was surrounded by people. Not the case. 2024 taught me completely different, you know. I also learned what is important for me when it comes to friendships. And so it made my seeking for friendships very intentional, my upkeeping of friendships very intentional, because I finally became very clear about what do I want my friendships to look like, what is important for me, and how do I want my friends to arrive in friendships. That became very clear to me in 2024. I learned that I am incredible at creating things even outside of poetry, outside of podcasting. In 2024, I shot my first film ever, wrote my first film script ever. And yeah, when I look at that particular experience, I wasn't looking at it as what did I learn about myself. I think I was looking at it as, oh my God, I shot my first film, and not, wow, I've learned that I am incredibly creative. Like, my creativity could perhaps know no bounds. Film is something that I did in a satisfying way, you know? And so, yeah, I was like, yeah, I learned that too. I also learned that I thoroughly dislike how I feel after gossiping. I swear, 2024 taught me that, and I'm just like, I'm trying very hard not to participate in gossip because I finally figured out that I don't like how I feel afterwards, you know? And so these are all very interesting and diverse things that I learned about myself in 2024. The third and final question was, what are you going to continue doing in this new year? And I loved this question because we often start New Year's on a clean slate, right? We wipe everything off, but maybe there's things that we need to keep right there on the slate, you know, that we need to keep nurturing, that we need to keep growing. And I liked this question because it made me recognize the things I want to continue doing, especially because they bring me joy. And that's an important thing for me in this season. Like, my joy is supreme. And so when answering this question, I was like, I am definitely going to continue doing my morning walks. Last year, I started doing 1 hour long walks every morning. And I love how it makes my mind feel. I love what it does for my physical health, yes, but also my sleep. By the time I get back, I'm like, okay, I can face this day, you know? And so it's important going into this new year that I'm going to continue doing that. In fact, I'm restructuring my work days and when I'm going to be open for meetings or calls to accommodate that 1 hour walk. Like, that's not gonna be touched, you know? I also started last year listening to my social battery. It's not something that I've done in the past, maybe because I was masquerading as an extrovert and I really found comfort in knowing that I'm an introvert. And this is something that I discovered in therapy. I've talked about it before. And so I've stopped fighting it and I sat in it and I'm like, okay, so what do you need, Adele, to feel comfortable in social gatherings? And it starts from when someone invites me to something. So last year, I started saying, let me get back to you. In situations where I'm feeling a bit anxious or I don't know how to say no immediately, I ask, let me get back to you on that. Let me check my calendar. You know, I buy myself time to really sit with myself and say, hey, do you have the bandwidth to go to such and such place this week or next month? And if you don't, babe, it's okay. Your comfort comes first. We are not gonna go, you know? Or I could come back and ask follow-up questions. So I may want to know, where is this event happening? I may want to know who else is coming. And all of this is really to come back to myself and say, okay, with all of this information, do you feel like you have the social battery bandwidth to go for this? Sometimes the answer is yes. sometimes the answer is no. And so I'm going to continue that process, you know, giving myself time to sit with an invite and knowing that I don't have to say yes immediately. I need to check how my social battery is doing, you know, that's one. And still on my social battery, in the chance that I agree to attend an event, I, at the event, still listen to the social battery. And so sometimes I may have a sweet spot that's between an hour to an hour and a half. And like when that wraps, I'm like, hey, Inadel, you good? Have we had our fill of socializing? Yes, we have. Home time, you know? I think in the years before 2024, I used to betray my social battery or like my socializing energy. And I used to push myself and do so many events in a week. And when I go to these events, I'd feel guilty leaving early and stuff. In 2024, I just learned how to center myself and give myself what I need in that present moment. And sometimes that need is not to go for an event. Sometimes it's I can go for the event for 1 hour. Sometimes it's I can go for this event for 3 hours, you know. And that's something I'm definitely going to be continuing into 2025. The other thing I started doing last year that I'm going to be carrying into this year is I have this little notebook in my office. It's right next to where my computer is, and it's where I write my to-do list. And before last year, I used to do my to-do list in the morning. So I get into my office Monday morning and I'll write down my to-do list in order of what's more important, what takes the most time, etc., etc. And then I'll tick them off. But last year I changed that around and I started doing my to-do list in the evening. So on Monday evening, as I'm finishing my work day, I will do Tuesday's to-do list, right? And what I feel I liked about that is I don't wake up with the anxiety about, oh my God, I might have so much work to wade through because then I have to wade through it and then put it into a to-do list and then start the to-do list, you know? I feel like doing my to-do list the night before, the evening before, as I wrap up work, helps me wake up calmer because I wake up knowing exactly what I need to do. So for example, today I had my to-do list ready yesterday as I closed my work day. And so when I woke up today, I was like, okay, I know exactly what I need to do. There's no anxiety. And so I just found that it makes my mornings more calm when I do my to-do lists at the end of my workday, right? And that's something I'm going to be carrying into 2025 for sure. So these three questions while watching that Mel Robinson episode really resonated with me. And if they resonate with you and you have answers to them that you want to share with me, just drop them in the comments. Thanks for listening to The Midweek Tease, a Legally Clueless Africa production. Episodes go out every Wednesday, and you can learn more about us by going to legallycluelessafrica.com.